The flies we have talked about today are called filth-breeding flies for a reason. Females lay eggs in feces, garbage, compost, and decaying carcasses. When it comes to control strategies, addressing breeding sites is the highest priority. Removing and reducing potential breeding sites can be done through cleaning, removing garbage, moving potential breeding sites away from buildings, changing practices, like what is done with agricultural waste and manure, and educating those in positions to affect decisions. The next big step that should be initiated along with breeding site reduction is physical exclusion. By preventing entry into structures by sealing cracks and crevices, fixing windows and screens, properly fitting door sweeps, keeping doors closed, adjusting wind currents to redirect food odors, you can prevent flies that are present outside from finding their way inside. Places with fly problems, especially food handling facilities, often make simple mistakes like not taking trash out often enough, keeping dumpsters adjacent to the building, and leaving doors open for extended periods of time. These small behavioral changes can make a significant difference when dealing with a fly problem.